Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, Monday 7th, December 1953, a new touch of American modernity was brought to Bridgetown, and especially Broad Street, when Messrs. J.N. Goddard and Sons opened their new cash and carry grocery store. The entire footage of the Goddard building was changed in appearance, and the inside had been fitted with modern shelves, a fruit booth where every conceivable item needed by the housewife was in stock, on show, and priced to suit the pocket. There had always been a tradition of courtesy and efficient service at Goddard's, but the new setup now enabled the shopper, and they were of every kind, class, and description, to help himself or herself. The American supermarket had been introduced into Barbados with a splash. The building itself, which housed this modern business, had been reconstructed. 6 months earlier, work had begun and new steel beams were put in, a new staircase with terrazzo finish had been erected to lead to the remodeled restaurant, and the color scheme had also been changed. The restaurant was cooler and very airy, with an additional inlet of light. There was greater floor space and greater comfort for discriminating patrons. On the ground floor was the most modern grocery, planned on purely American lines. Messrs. Mentz and Moore, chartered architects of Trinidad, were given the contracts and have succeeded in accomplishing a fine job. But apart from the beauty of the place, there was the scientific approach to the problems which arose. The surfaces of the floors and walls had been specifically treated with hygienic hard materials, which allowed for easy and effective cleaning, while the ceilings had been treated with acoustic tiles to prevent irritating noises. According to the Barbados Advocate of December 8, 1953, provision was made for air cooling equipment, and as soon as that arrived, it would be installed to make Goddard's Grocery the most pleasant place to shop in Bridgetown. Four fans were being installed to pull in cool air, while on the northern side of the building towards McGregor Street, there would be larger fans to extract the hot, dry air, giving the grocery and meat departments 30 air changes every hour. The article in the Barbados Advocate tells us that the equipment for shopping in comfort was the American goods pram. Today we call this the shopping cart, or trolleys with wheels, so that m'lady could select as she went along and carry all her selections to the cashier without being burdened with any weight. The items were arranged according to classes, and each category was marked with the prices. The figures were easily readable, and the goods were easily reached or accessible. Another feature for which the housewife would thank Goddard's was the fruit booth, where fresh supplies could be obtained at market prices. The floor space was utilized so that the maximum comfort was afforded to those who shopped, and the quality of the goods and the service rendered gave the grocery the stamp of modernity. The Barbados Advocate also tells us that on the opening day of this new phenomenon, saw over 500 sales before lunch and over 2,000 at close. Hundreds of shoppers and others on their way to work could not resist the temptation to take a look at a modern grocery rendering the best English service at American speed and with American equipment. This was the first supermarket introduced into Barbados by the family firm of J.N. Goddard and Sons on this day, December 7th, 1953.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.